Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Urgent care centers are growing in demand and popularity, and for people ages 18 to 29, urgent care has even replaced a PCP entirely. According to a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation, 45% of 18 to 29-year-olds have no primary care provider. Instead, they just go to urgent care when they need something. A spokesperson for Rochester Regional Health told 13WHAM News that patient volume at three of its urgent care centers has increased by 8% a year since 2014. Some factors driving the industry's growth included patient demand, convenience like the hours, weekend openings, you know, walk-in appointments, all that good stuff, and cost. Urgent care can be less expensive for people who have high deductible insurance plans. There are 20 or more urgent care centers in Monroe County alone. So definitely seeing and feeling that spike. I feel like every day there's like a new urgent care opening up, popping up somewhere.
I know of
one
in Victor that opened across the street from another urgent care.
Yes, I know exactly the one you're talking about.
A Greece police officer with nearly two decades of experience has been placed on paid leave after he struck and killed a 52-year-old Parma woman on Saturday night. This is, just so heartbreaking.
So awful.
Greece police say Detective Kevin Klump, a 17-year law enforcement veteran who has been with the force for 8 years, was on duty when he struck the woman who was walking along the Westridge Road around 9 p.m. Deputies from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office say the woman was walking in the eastbound lane near Trimmer Road. Klump, driving his unmarked work vehicle, was also heading in that direction. He called for help and started CPR, according to deputies, but the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Her identity has yet to be released. The incident is being investigated by Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
So it sounds like she was walking. She was in the road.
She was like, I'm like very close to the side of it and wearing dark clothing. So I just didn't see her, seems like.
Yeah, jeez. Well, you might want to give your grandparents a heads up about this sinister scam. Senior citizens have recently lost grandparents scam.
Ooh.
According to New York State Police, a grandparents scam is when somebody calls an elderly person and poses as their grandchild asking for money for an emergency situation. Elderly New Yorkers in Verona and Oneida were told their grandchildren were arrested and needed money. The 83-year-old Verona couple in particular received calls back on October 8th from people claiming to be their grandsons who said they had just been arrested and needed $14,000 in cash for legal fees. Then on November 20th, a 79-year-old woman, also in New York State, received a call from a person who said that he was her son-in-law and that he had just been in an accident and needed $7,600 in cash because he was then arrested and needed money for bail. And then finally, most recently, on November 26th, an 87-year-old woman received a phone call from a person identifying themselves as her grandson, saying he needed $40,000 in cash for legal fees. And in every case, the scammers were immediately sent funds.
I mean, if they were convinced it was their grandchild, sure.
So that's what's so sad about this. You might say, how would the grandparents not know their own grandchildren's voices? Well, in
hard
these
of
cases,
hearing.
Hard of hearing. Yeah. They're elderly, 83 years old, 87 years old. You know, if they can't hear well, bad phone connection, whatever. You know, and just the panic of, oh no, you know, my grandchild. So
sure.
Again, if you have elderly loved ones, give them a heads up.
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, an elementary school principal was placed on leave after a memo to staff was sent out before Christmas about Christmas-related things, including candy canes.
So dumb.
This happened in Omaha, Nebraska, and the principal, identified as Jennifer Sinclair, has been placed on leave from Manchester Elementary School. The principal apparently sent a memo earlier in the week telling teachers that certain Christmas-themed things were not appropriate, one of those things being candy canes. She says, quote, the shape is J for Jesus, and the red is the blood of Christ.
What?
So that's why she said candy canes, not allowed. The memo then went into new, more detailed information about what was allowed for 2018. It listed acceptable things to show as sledding, scarves, and even Olaf from Disney movie from Frozen. It also outlined things that were not acceptable. Santa, Christmas trees, candy canes, again, for the reason I let you know, reindeer and more.
Oh, my Lord.
School district officials acknowledged the principal went too far with the notes.
J is for Jesus. the candy cane the is shape. The shape of a J, and J the blood shape. Is the... What?
Apparently.
That's crazy.
Would you be surprised, though? Would you be surprised if a school went and banned all these things? I wouldn't be.
In today's world where everything's offensive, no, I'm not, but wow.
Unreal. It's nice to see a little pushback, though, finally.
Yeah, thank God. I'm glad that these people put their foot down and they were like, no, you're nuts. Get out of here.
Some calls still on hold, by the way. 222-9800 if you want to jump in. Based on our Team PXY bad dates earlier, horrifyingly awkward moment for this woman.
That's when I decided to text my friend and just like tell her, hey, date update, kind of boring, but hey, at least I tried. I didn't actually text my friend. I texted the guy I was on the date with.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Just get that
every
feeling.
Time.
Just that real, your heart starts just...
Just no.
Feet a million miles an hour.
No. Don't you wish for this very reason that there was like a 20-second text delay?
Yes,
and you could
absolutely.
You could like shake your phone and be like, abort, abort, abort.
Yeah, but would that even help though? Because how many times do you not even realize it until respond? Because
she didn't realize it until... She went
after
out to
date,
her car
yeah.
after the date.
Has something like this happened to you where you were talking smack about somebody? Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a family member. Maybe it was a coworker.
And you sent it to that person.
On accident.
Were you able to salvage it? How did you deal with it?
Yeah, how do you get out of that one? That's what I want to know as well. We'll get to those calls coming up next.